honor to be here. And I brought along a couple people tonight that have never had the opportunity to be at this before. We kind of snuck them in because they don't have to be back in Indiana yet. And we don't start our workouts until next week. But I'm going to bring them up here. We had a little fun with Colin Hartman and those guys last year, right? Huh? We're going to have even more fun. It's a basketball event. We're going to have a lot of fun with it tonight. So, and we're going to open up to Q&A in a little bit. But we brought a few people. We brought one of the best coaches in the country, without question, and a man that is responsible in two short years of helping us really establish what we're doing. That's Chuck Martin. Cheer for Chuck. Fred called him the Tipton Tornado. That's about as nice of a comment that I can give. I've called him much worse, especially back when I was swearing. I don't do that anymore. But welcome one of the all-time great players. And I'm going to talk about why in a little bit. But certainly one of the greatest teammates, one of the best people I've ever had the privilege of associating myself with. That's Derek Elsman. And then we'll bring these three up here in a little bit, and we'll talk more about the team. But we've got Josh Newkirk, who you're really going to get to know. Juwan Morgan, who you've already gotten to know. And Thomas Bryant, who you're very probably happy to get to see tonight in this environment. So, I'm unscripted, right? I have no notes, and I'm behind a little bit tonight, and I think it's with good reason, and I think you'll understand. I went and spent an hour with my great friend and a lot of your friend, Bob Schein, and I went and had an opportunity to spend some time with him tonight, and last year we had an opportunity right down in here to talk about what he meant to me, what he meant to Indiana. And we had no trouble in here getting an ovation for him. And I told him if he couldn't be here tonight, then I would be over to see him. And myself and a couple of our mutual friends, we were able to do that. And I'm just going to say this without him here. I have met very, very few people in my lifetime, that have a combination of integrity, class, perseverance, work ethic, and inspiration, all right? And at 92 years of age, that man has got every bit of that and more. And all I ask you and join me in morning and at night, just throw him in your prayers. Just throw Bob in your prayers. And I'm sure that he would appreciate that. But he is one of the kindest, smartest. I can't describe it, and he doesn't like those descriptions being given to him because he's also got humbleness and an incredible drive to not have attention brought upon himself. But with him not here tonight, he really didn't have a choice, much like he didn't last year. But keep him in your prayers. He is an absolute treasure to Indiana and always a treasure in this community. And I know he knows we're thinking about him. He knew I was going to say something about him even though he didn't want it, but that's what it is. So, I'm sure he'll appreciate that. So I'm all wired up. I just got back from California, so I'm still on West Coast time. Anybody know you can't use your cell phone on the highways there? Anybody know that? I didn't know that. I found that out. So, kind of the hard way. So learned a few other things in California. Our family, we took my oldest daughter, Megan, we took her to do some internships there this summer. She's got a lot of guts and courage. She really does. She's never lived more than 5 minutes away from home, and now she's living in L.A. for the summer. So, doing her job. So, we just got back last night from taking her there, and she can get tips because one of Fred's children, one of his four children, Connor, is living out in L.A., and it's awesome to see your kids be able to chase their dreams, because my mom let me do that. I'd never, ever been able to get involved with basketball at the age that I did, outside of playing it, but with really chasing the coaching. If it hadn't been for a mother that didn't really have an understanding, just much like I don't have an understanding of all the things that my daughter wants to do, but I know that she's absolutely passionate about it, just like my mom did. And I say that because passion is such an incredible thing. This team, this past year, all right, you could throw a lot of things, and when it comes to adjectives, you could throw a lot of things out there of what they did. They played with an incredible passion. And not only did they play with it, they practiced with it, they lifted weights with it, they watched film with it, they studied on their own with it, they teased and got after each other with it, okay? And they went to school with it, and they achieved academically with it, and they did things that at the end of the day, when you look at it and say, that's why they won a championship, passion really goes at the forefront of it. And that's why it was an absolute honor to coach it. The 2013 team had much the same thing, and it takes time to get to that. It takes time to build into that, because there's got to be a maturity level, and the maturity level is this. All right, everybody comes into, like my daughter going out to LA, or all of you, whatever your passion is, you have it, right? You wouldn't be, and a lot of it for our combination to that is our passion for Indiana University, for Indiana basketball, for Indiana athletics. All right, that's where our combination is. But we all have something different that we're passionate about. But the maturity level is when you realize that the only way that passion is absolutely going to come to life, and that passion is absolutely going to multiply, okay, and quadruple, is when you're as passionate about watching your teammates be successful as you are yourself. And in this day and age, and that's why these three being here tonight is so important, because in this day and age, all right, when Yogi Ferrell started getting ranked as a fifth grader, think about that. He started getting ranked, people were ranking kids at the age of the fifth grade level. Think about all the things that he had to overcome when it came to the me, myself, and I culture that's established in high school sports, okay, with young people today, that he had to overcome to become one of the great leaders in Indiana. But he did. He did, because he was doing all these different things that were going to put him in the record book. So we're going to put him at the top with the assists and the points and the games played. But at the end of the day, you'd have remembered those things, okay, and you'd have been able to recall those things. But when you think about Yogi Ferrell right now, when you think about those guys just left, you think about champions. You think about winners. And that's what we're trying to recruit. We're not trying to recruit somebody to be the next this guy or that guy. We're trying to recruit people that can be the next group that could represent the 87 team or the 81 team or the ultimate Holy Grail, which is the 76 team. All those different teams. We're trying to recruit people that will come in knowing that they don't know when they get there, what it's going to take to be that successful, but that they will come in with a passion, with a desire, with a determination to get better and improve, okay? And they, along the way, will figure out that the only way any of it is going to work is if they care about their teammates as much as they care about themselves. And that's what this team did, because they never got discouraged. I heard a minister say, I didn't hear this until a couple weeks ago, but I heard a minister say that you don't define a person based on their color or their economic background or if they're male or female, okay? You define a person based on what it takes to discourage them. And that's the definition of leadership. What does it take to discourage you? This team didn't get discouraged. They were unhappy at times. They were disappointed. They were down. Okay, they knew what was being said, they knew what was being written, they knew what their coach was saying to them, but they never got discouraged. Because discouragement can bust you up. It can break you down. It can pull all that passion apart, and you can become real immature in a hurry. You can start listening to the outside voices that say, you need more shots, you need more touches, you need more minutes, okay? You need to get this, you need to get that. Instead of, no, we need to be better as a team defensively. We need to be better in our fast break. We need to be a better passing team. We need to be more ready to shoot when the ball comes, not try to create a shot that's not there. And that takes time, because in a lot of cases, they're not hearing that before they come. And that's why teams get built different ways. That's why you go through hard times. That's why you have moments where this person made a mistake and you read about it in the newspaper, or you read about it, or you watch it on television. Because maturity for all of us comes at different points in times. And I'm sure, I'm 50 years old, I'm maturing all the time. Just like all of you are. Okay? Because I'm trying to be a better person every day. I'm a lot better person after an hour with Bob Shine today, I promise you. I promise you I am. And that's what we're searching for. What will take that passion to the next level? And what it does for me is being able to coach guys like this and get inspired by them. Because when I see these guys come back the way that they are right now and come back earlier in the case of Juwan, Juwan Morgan had surgery on his shoulder. His shoulder, okay, and I may be off by a couple here, I don't think so. Between his junior year in high school and his freshman year in college, his shoulder's popped out 15 times. Think about that. He missed one day of practice, 2 days of practice tops. He went back in the game. It popped out again in the North Carolina game. You'd never know it because he stayed in the game. He didn't tell anybody. All right, Colin Hartman fell, okay, in the Michigan game. We'd like to have that game back. But you know what? Maybe we don't win the way we did in the tournament with going into that weekend and beating Chattanooga and Kentucky. Kentucky, the way that we did. Okay. There we go. This is inspiring to me, okay? Colin Hartman hurts his wrist in that game. We don't know it at the time. Now, when we go back and watch the film, we can see where he hurt it, when he fell. He's coming out of the game, okay, in the Michigan game. His wrist is just basically sitting there. He can't move it. We've got to take him out at the end of the game, okay? So right away, we know it's not good. So he gets an MRI, all right? I talked to Dr. Rank, talked to Tim Garl. We've got a fracture in that wrist. It's going to be hard to play with because he's not going to be able to use his right hand. So I talked to Colin later that afternoon on that Saturday. He says, Coach, I'm so sorry. I said, I'm so sorry. This always happens. You know, he's saying a couple different things. He's feeling bad. I said, no. I said, you got one of the two best left hands on the team. We'll figure it out. We will figure it out. Because he wasn't going to make it worse, right? We could cast it up. We're just going to have to figure out a way to play without that right hand for a while. We get to practice that Saturday night. Okay, in the first 35, 40, 45 minutes of that practice, we're all in the half court. He can't use his right hand. And not only is he figuring out, okay, what we're going to do when it comes to running an offense where he can hand the ball off or he can snap it with his left hand. He doesn't have to catch it with his right. He can get it handed off to him. He can get to an area where he can score. Not only does he get confidence with that left hand, but every one of his teammates and the other guys that aren't here, they got confidence. Do you know what an immature team would have done? An immature team or an immature player would have said, why is that fool coach trying to play him with one hand when I should be getting those minutes? Why are we trying to work around and get this guy, all right, that he's not averaging 20 points a game. He's not grabbing 15 rebounds a game. He's not been named All-American. Why are we trying to figure out how he's going to play when I should be getting that? That's what losers do. This team, they embrace that. Colin Hartman never lost confidence because his teammates never lost confidence in him. That's how you win championships. That's how you win. Those are the things that maybe don't come out publicly, okay? Even when we went to the practices inside of Des Moines, he went with a long sleeve shirt on so people really couldn't see, including the other teams, that he really couldn't use his right hand. The only days he used his right hand were in the games when they put a cortisone shot into him so that it would hold up for him for 2 hours, all right? Fully administered by a doctor. You might say, well, that's really rough. No, that's how bad he wanted to play. That's how bad he wanted to be out there with his teammates. To me, Juwan Morgan with the shoulders, all right? When you look at these guys, all right, and when you look at Indiana, okay, you may not see Isaiah Thomas just yet. You may not see Ted Kitchell just yet. You may not see Steve Green just yet. You may not see Ray Tolbert just yet. But I'm telling you what, you're seeing some guys that love Indiana. They love Indiana, and they want to hang those banners just like those guys did. I promise you. And we work at a place where tradition and those banners and those famous pictures and all that stuff, if you don't want to see it, you've got no choice. You better walk through it with your eyes closed. And then you're probably going to run into a wall that's got candy stripes on it or something else from the past. Because this isn't a program where you walk in and you shy away from what's expected. You're trying to attack it every day. And perspective is that we've got to have as a coach, how do we keep getting there? How do we keep pushing it? The best day for us is going to be Monday when we start those workouts again. But see, these guys have already started, and they never really stopped. We got back in the gym. We got back home Saturday afternoon after we lost to Carolina that Friday night. Even with all the injuries that we had, these guys were back in the gym by Tuesday as a group. We started our workouts by Wednesday. It wasn't because we were making them be in there. They wanted to be in there. They want to get better because we've got a group of people that want to continue to win. They want to get the trophies. They want to get the rings. They want to make you proud of what they're doing. And that's what we're trying to have. Some people that really deserve some recognition for that are the five seniors that we had. I'm going to start with Jackson Tharp, who did a fantastic job for us as a manager and was such a consistent performer every day in his role that the greatest reward we could give him was his dream, which was to lace him up for Indiana and wear that uniform. And that's exactly what we did once we got into the Big Ten season. And he may not have scored a point, which he didn't, but he impacted every member of the program from the first year that he walked in. And that's why when he gets hired somewhere, all right, he's going through this interview process right now, he'll be a success and he'll impact whatever group he goes to just like he impacted our team. Ryan Burton, he just got back from an 8-week trip overseas into Italy as part of the Kelly School of Business. I've not met many people that are carrying almost a 4 point in college. But when you meet Ryan Burton, you can say you've met one because he's carrying about a 3.98. Pretty impressive stuff. He's going to be very, very successful. And all he did was work as hard as anybody that was on scholarship. And when he was called upon at certain times, there he was, knocking it down, knocking shots down the Rutgers game. We were trying to figure out our way without James. There he is, knocking down 2 threes in the corner. That's how championships get won, because everybody understands that they can impact that team. And it may not be necessarily the way you want to impact it, but you're going to find a way to impact it, because that's what your teammates expect of you when you realize that it's so much more part, you're so much a part of something that's so much bigger than you. And then the three that really did have some incredible contributions on the court statistically, Max Biafel. I mean, I can't say enough about him. I wish he was going to continue to play. But he's got such a mind for business and such desire in that that he'll go into the business world. But there's a guy that made 11 threes in his career at Michigan. And he came to Indiana, he made 29 in 1 year. And he just kept getting better and better and better. You read a lot about the fifth-year transfer rule, and is it good, is it not? I hate what it does to the low majors and the mid-major schools. But in a case like Max, where he wasn't offered a scholarship back to the school he was at, it ended up working out pretty good for him. Because he ended up getting to go to a school, he got a degree from Michigan, he's getting a master's from Indiana, and he was playing the best basketball at the end of his career. And he impacted, and he's a two-time champion in the Big Ten. Can't beat that. Can't beat that. Nick Zeisloff. Nick's being rewarded. He's going to go work for the Dallas Mavericks on June 17th. I think if you'd asked Nick if he was going to get an opportunity for a pro team a couple of weeks or a couple of years ago, he probably wouldn't have seen that in his cards. But he's going to, because all he did is go from being a guy at Illinois State that was a starter and really only known for his three-point shooting to a guy that came in and was one of the most efficient offensive players in the country due to the KenPom efficiency offensive ratings over the 2 years that he was with us. And he battled, and he got himself better, and he was a great teammate, and he represented Indiana in a great way inside of the 2 years that he was with us. And he'll leave with a master's in the business administration program from the Kelly School, which is no easy feat. And last but not least, too, I think with the Wizards today, he's been with numerous teams. All Yogi keeps doing is proving people wrong. And as I said to the media a little while ago out there, when it comes to being drafted, I don't think it'll be a matter of him being drafted. I think it'll be a matter of teams trading up to draft him. And I think it'll be a matter of maybe somebody trying to get in the draft to draft him. And I just wish that some of these agents that are representing some of the other guys, some of the guys that might be getting a little more attention right now as being draft prospects, would allow their guy to be matched up with Yogi in some of these workouts. Because he's not getting all those matchups right now. But I know what he would do with them. And there's only one thing that he wants to talk about when he gets out of that workout. He wants to talk about who he matched up with. That kid left Indiana, okay? He got better and better on, off the court, academically, did a tremendous job. That kid left a champion at Indiana. He walked in as one, went in two in high school. He helped lead us to one the first year he was there, and he walked out with one. All right, he's a two-time outright Big Ten championship winner at Indiana and was a huge, huge part of what we tried to do to make it better. And I think you're going to be watching him in the NBA for a long time. And now we have this group. And I'm going to bring these guys up. We're excited about the challenges that are in front of us. And we've got a long time before that comes. But But we'll get into our 8 weeks of workouts when Monday gets here. We get 8 weeks to work with them. We get 8 hours during the week. Six of them are for conditioning or lifting, those type of things. The other two are for basketball. I can't even tell you how much these guys spend in the gym. And like I said, Juwan Morgan had a surgery. He was back at the gym within days shooting with the hand that wasn't in the sling. And it's just Rob Johnson the same way. There's a real deep ingrained desire to get better. And our work ethic culture at Indiana on the court and academically is really, really strong. And that's what we're trying to recruit into. And that's why it's so much fun to work with them. So we'll get June and July. They'll leave for some of July to come back. Then they'll be back at the to go away and go back home. And then they'll be back at the end of August. And we'll get it going. Before you know it, it'll be time for Hoosier Hysteria. It'll be time for the Haunted Hall of Hoops. It'll be time for the opener. And our opener this year is in Pearl Harbor, playing against Kansas. So, made for TV. It's an Armed Forces event. We want to play a little better in Pearl Harbor than we did in Maui. But without Maui, who knows how it would have turned out. We learned a lot in Maui. We didn't learn a lot of good, but that even what we learned came back to help us later on down the road. But our non-conference schedule includes a little rematch with North Carolina, so which I know the guys are looking forward to. That'll be in Assembly Hall. I wouldn't wait till the last minute to try to get some tickets off StubHub for that. You know it's already going to be sold out. So that, if you don't have tickets right now, butter up to your friends because you're gonna want to be at that game. We'll play Butler in Bankers Life Fieldhouse. We'll play Louisville on New Year's Eve in Bankers Life Fieldhouse, which will be fun. We get that going again. We'll go to the Yum Center in a year, and then they'll come back to Assembly Hall, and then we'll have our home games. And we're not in the Gavitt Cup this year. We'll be in that again in a year. But then we've got to make sure that we've got enough home games, because there's nothing like playing games in Assembly Hall. But all that is so far down the road. What's most important right now is that this team is getting better, that these guys are getting better, that their teammates are getting better. And that's exactly what's happened. We're still a lot of guys are recovering from injuries, like Rob Johnson, like Juwan, like James Blackman. But what I like about it is they're all focused on the same thing. They want to get better. They want to get back together. And they want to go see what we can do with this season. And as coaches, what we've been trying to do outside of the recruiting is we've been trying to make sure that we're spending a lot of time making ourselves better. I feel like if I'm learning things every day, if I'm around people that are inspirational, if I'm around people that are challenging me, then I'm better. That's why I hire former head coaches. If I wasn't interested in getting better, then I'd find people that didn't have an opinion. I want people that not only have an opinion, I want people that have done it, have had to call that shot. When you look at Chuck, when you look at Tim Buckley, and when you look at Rob Judson, that's exactly what we have. We've had some of the greatest staffs I've ever been a part of in my 17 years as a head coach in Indiana. And I think they'll rival the great staffs that Bob had and that Branch McCracken had, because what you've got is you've got a group of people that absolutely are committed to making Indiana great. And they're just like the players, right? If the chemistry of the staff is not high, then how's the chemistry of the team going to be good? And that's exactly what we have. We don't have a bunch of yes men. We don't have a bunch of people that close the doors and just do what they want to do. We have a bunch of people that roll up their sleeves and want to get after it. That's why Derek came back. That's why I hired Derek, because I felt Derek was a tremendous bridge from an Indiana past to an Indiana present, has a great future as a coach. And everybody has got a place in that part. Then there's some that are ready for history, and that's like Tim Garl. Can we hear it for Tim Garl, greatest trainer in the country? Dr. Larry Rink, Dr. Steve Allfeld. Those are the people that really, really make it kick, because they've been a part of it. So you don't have to go very far to find out if you're doing it right or wrong with those guys, because they know what championships look like. And they do such a fantastic job of making our guys successful and making them healthy, as does Lionel Anderson in strength and conditioning, as does Marty Mooney. And I'm proud of all that. But enough of what I got to say. Let's bring all these guys up. Come on up. Want to hear from them? All right. Come on, coaches. You can go. Here. Nice try. Come on up. I'm going to give them all a chance to talk, And then we'll do a little question and answer session with all of them. Is that good?
Yeah.
But I'm going to bring Chuck up and then Derek and then the guys. But again, if you're representing Indiana, it's so much more than just being a coach or a player. Because you understand that there is a standard. And you just walk in and you see it every day. You feel it every day. When a former player or former coach comes back, you get a chance to be around that. But these guys are impacting this program in such a great way. And everybody that's up here has got their own special impact. First one, Chuck Martin.
Appreciate you guys having me. First time here. As I pull up to the parking lot, I see the parking lot is completely full. So it was, I was taken back a little bit. Tremendous energy when I walked in with the guys. When I first got the job, when I was thinking about getting the job with Coach Crean here in Indiana, I was working for the Oklahoma City Thunder as a scout. And I told my wife that I think I've had enough with college basketball. And I was ready to move on to something different. And I told my wife the only way I would come back to college basketball, it would be for something special. And we were joking and laughing about some of the places around the country, Indiana being one of them. And sure enough, about a month later, I get a phone call from Coach Crean. And I call my wife, I said, you won't believe this, you know, Tom Crean just called me. So she says, for what? Says, I think he has an opening. And he's interested in, you know, sitting down and talking about the possibility of joining the staff. And I was all set to move on in the NBA, and I had a vision of what I wanted to do and how I wanted to get there. And when Indiana and Coach Crean called, there was no hesitation in what we wanted to do. We wanted to be a part of something special. We, as a family, we wanted to be a part of something greater than ourselves. And we wanted to surround ourselves, our kids, our three kids, Ashley, Jordan, and Justin, and my wife, Lee. We wanted to surround ourselves with great people. And we accomplished all of those things in the last 2 years. And I don't get a chance to say thank you with Hoosier Nation. So this is my opportunity to say thank you. My family and I appreciate you guys. It's been a tremendous 2 years, and we're looking forward to the 2016-2017 season. Thank you for having me.
One of the great things about having Derek is in the program now is because having him in it when he came, and for those of you that back in 2008, when we got the job, he had already committed to Indiana, and with the previous staff. And so, to me, it was like the most important thing. I know we didn't realize the first day we were there we were going to have to put a whole new team together, but we certainly realized a few days later we were going to have to put a whole team together. Literally a whole team together, instead of other than Kyle Tabor. And I remember my first year in here, I met so many great people. And the first year we came in here in 2008, I can't tell you what was going through my mind and through my head and through our staff's head when we made this trip in here, because we were still right in the middle of a lot of this, you know, and trying to just figure out, you know, what we were going to do that year. And that's why this has always been so special to me, because we walked out of here that first night. And there were some other instances that really spoke about, like, Indiana basketball is big time. But there's no question that first year walking in here to Huber Farms, that was incredible. I mean, absolutely incredible. I'll never forget that. It's going to be hard to ever top that, because you made us feel like, man, this thing really, really matters. All right? And we're going to get through it because we got a big responsibility. And lo and behold, Derek stuck with us. And all we had to do was go on an official visit to Buffalo Louis. And for those of you who know about those wings, and it did something I'd never done before for a recruit. His mom had me sign a shirt to him. Remember that? Still have it? I think it was a medium back then. Derek's back to those mediums because he's working out all the time. But I said, I feel pretty good. We're going to keep it. I'm signing an autograph for one of our recruits. But Derek is the example of perseverance and in so many ways, because Derek had injuries. I mean, Derek had some real, real injuries. I'm not talking about an ingrown toenail. I'm not talking about a sprained ankle. I'm talking about real things that could have knocked so many people out, okay? And I'm not just talking about knocking them out of games, which some did. I'm talking about knocking them out mentally. And Derek kept coming back time and time and time again because not only loved the game, but he loved his teammates. And he loved his teammates so much that he wasn't afraid to tell them what was on his mind. That'll come out in the book someday that Jordan Hulls will write. I'm sure that Derek will be featured in those books. But what I will remember about Derek is this. Derek persevered through those really, really, really tough days. And coming to practice, not only as a player, but somebody sometimes had to come back through those injuries. But Derek had as much to do, because it wasn't a transition, right? When you got to start all over, it's not a transition anymore. We're in a complete transformation. Huge difference. Like, it's not like, well, we'll just replace a couple guys. No, we got to replace everything. So we had to build it up, and Derek was such a big part of that. So as we got good, there was nobody. When we got to be number one in the country, there was nobody I was happier for than guys like him and Jordan and Christian Watford for sticking with it the way that they did. Derek was one of the great leaders that I've ever coached. Because Derek can laugh at himself, but he's got no trouble laughing at anybody else. If there's one guy that brought our team together when it's still relatively new, older guys, brand new young guy, in the case of Cody, right? Derek was such a bridge. Nobody could crack on Cody Zeller like Derek Elston. Nobody. And a couple weeks ago when Cody came back, and Austin Etherington was with him, and Derek Elston got the picture, and that brought back so many memories with those guys. Because Derek's never changed. Derek is one of the most humble, caring people, but yet one of the most competitive, hungry, and driven people. But when I talk about that passion and getting that maturity, okay, with all the things that he had to deal with injury-wise, and to have that level of being a teammate, that's why this guy's going to be a great coach. And I'm not talking about being a coach somewhere. I'm talking about being a great coach at the highest level because he gets it. Derek Elston.
Thank you guys for having me out here. Like Coach Martin, this is my first time, and this is absolutely amazing to see everybody come out here and support us like you have. For me, a lot of you that don't know, after that first year, after I graduated, I went and played 3 seasons professionally. That last season, I was getting ready to actually head back over. Got a new girlfriend and just kind of debating on what my future was going to look like. And crazy story, we were on a date night, and Coach Green actually saw the picture that we posted up on Instagram and had me come down to IU.
Has anybody followed his Instagram? This dude, I mean, he was married 2 years ago. I mean, that's all it really was. I mean, they are in every picture. I've never seen 2 people take more pictures together.
That's her doing, not mine. Coach called me down and wanted me to just come down because it was getting pretty late. And I said, yeah, you know, I'd love to come down and get in a couple workouts and just talk and catch up. And, you know, not necessarily then, but, you know, maybe a week or two later, a job offer was put on the table for me. And right away, I knew that this was something that I just had to be a part of. And you know, Coach, you know, praises me with the passion and all the things that I love. And, you know, I had a lot of knee problems my senior year, but I did everything I could to just be a part of it. I just wanted to be a Christian Watford putting on my jersey for the first game. Just meant so much to me because it made me feel like I was a part of it. So for me, playing professionally, I loved it. I loved it. I mean, it was a thrill for me, but it wasn't there for me anymore. I wasn't playing like I used to play. So when Coach offered me this job, it was something that, you know, I had to take, and it's something that I appreciate to this day. And one of the things that's crazy for me, right before I took this job, I was headed home. I'll never forget. Late night, Caroline's back home waiting on me, and I'm coming home, and I text Yogi, and I said, Yogi, now come on, I have an opportunity to go over here and play again. You know, I have a, you know, opportunity to call myself a professional basketball player again. Do I hang it up for this job? And he hit me back right away, which is, if you know Yogi, it doesn't happen. He does not text you back right away, but he texted me back right away, and he said, this year is going to be something special, and that's all I needed to know, because I know what I went through and what we all went through with Yogi. So I knew that if there was one guy on the team that I was coming to that knew, you know, that just knew the process, knew what it was going to be like, it was going to be Yogi. So as soon as he said that, I took this job, and it's just opened up so many doors for me. And I never thought, honestly, and this is my honest opinion, I never thought, you know, first day I get in there, I kind of want to show off, and I wore it today, our 2013 Big Ten Championship. I never thought that was actually going to get that feeling again that we had when you run out of that tunnel and it's packed for every game. I never thought you'd get that. And when I stood out there in my suit and I had these guys talking to me about the ring and how they thought it was so cool, I just said, you know, good luck. You know, I'm here with you. I'm rooting on you. I just don't know if it's going to be that way. And we get out there for our first Big Ten game, and it's packed, and I have got the chills, and I'm just so happy to be back. I'm so happy that you guys are out there giving it 100% for us, because we know we're giving it for you guys. And it was a wild ride for us last year, and we're expecting better things. So thank you very much. I appreciate it.
People are asking a lot the last couple of months, you know, what are we going to do without Yogi? You know, how are we going to replace Yogi? And I don't think that, it's like when Victor and Cody left. I don't think you ever look at it and say, okay, we're going to replace that guy. All right, we're going to, this guy's going to do all of that. I think you got to let everybody be their own person. And you got to figure out how it's going to all work out. And that's exactly what this team is going to be like. But when I think about what Josh Newkirk did, first off, we couldn't guard him a year ago when we played Pittsburgh. He had 13 points in the first half. And if you remember, we could not guard him. All right, we didn't play a faster, quicker guy the entire season. And we played against some great guards, obviously, in the level of competition we have. But when he became available, decided to leave, to me, it really wasn't a hard decision. And we're talking about a guy that was coming off of a knee surgery, which is not common that you leave a school on a knee surgery and go get an even bigger opportunity at a place like Indiana. But that's the belief that I had in him. You know, we got a chance to see him when he was a sophomore. We both ended up doing different things, but when he became available, I didn't want to miss out the second time. And Josh's ring is going to be the same that everybody else's is, obviously. And the one thing that makes such a difference on our team inside of the Big Ten is when he got cleared to practice, where he could get up and down the court, and where he could start to really, really play. All right, it made our team better. It was like adding another. Now, we couldn't play him in the games, obviously, but it was like adding another really, really good player to our team. And he made our practices that much better. He's got a tremendous work ethic. He's been incredibly hungry to get better. We're not asking him to wear Yogi's shoes or anybody's shoes. We're asking him to wear Josh Newkirk's shoes. And I think you're going to be very, very happy with what you see. Josh Newkirk.
To be here. Thank you for coming out. Thanks for your support all year. This is my first year. I've watched this year, so it's gonna be fun to play this year.
I got one for you. What did you learn about leadership? Give them three things you learned about leadership sitting out this year.
I learned to hold myself accountable. I learned to demand more from my teammates, and just to be more vocal. Coach Green, from the day I got here, I remember, I couldn't run or nothing, but the guys were running, and I was like on the bike, and I was sitting like in the corner, and he made me be vocal and talk to the guys while they were running, and I was on the bike, and I wasn't even running. So I just heard that. From the day one, he just always made me be vocal, and I think because when I decided to transfer, I couldn't even run. I was 2 weeks off being off crutches, and he took a chance. And he invited me to join the team, and I just want to thank him for that. And I'm looking forward to this year. You guys are the greatest fans in the world, and I'm just glad to be a part of the Indiana University.
Sure. tell them something about Yogi that Yogi wouldn't want them to know. this little tradition we have when we bring players down to Hoover Farms, like we spill it out, right? Like this is, we go underground. So tell them something about Yogi that he would, that's G-rated, okay? G-rated. Tell them something about Yogi that he wouldn't want them to know. So is he messy? Is he clean? I mean, what is it?
Last time I played Yogi in 2K, I won.
Yogi's a self-proclaimed player.
Yeah. Between Yogi and they did Kings of 2K, so.
James?
I got one under my belt, so. I'm
proud about that. All right, that's good. We'll come back to that. All right. When you've got the level, Juwan, a year ago, for those of you that follow the high school, the recruiting scene and the, not only the high school season, but the AU season, Juwan got something that was huge, okay? Because there's a thing called the EYBL, and it's a Nike-driven thing. There's teams from all over the country, okay, that play in different places. And so you got some of the best players in the country. There's Under Armour, there's Adidas, there's Nike. And Juwan was named the most improved player in the EYBL season, which went from April, May, June, and July. And to me, that's right up our alley, right? Because our whole thing is about upside. Our whole thing is about who's going to get better, who's got a desire. We want confidence, not arrogance. We want people that really, really want to get better. And Juwan did that. And if you watched our team this year, all he did is get better. You never really saw the full Juwan. He got hurt in Maui. We didn't have him for a while. He's got hurt in the Vegas game. He had to deal with the shoulder situation and deal with the foot situation, but he dealt with it. He dealt with it. And when the season got going and we're playing, all of a sudden we're getting better. You know, we're starting to feel good. Then all of a sudden James Blackman goes down. And we've got to go into the Big Ten. And as the coaches looked at me like I had three heads again, but I said, our future backup point guard is going to be Juwan Morgan. And so what we did for anywhere from 5, 7, 8, 10 minutes of practice because we had to have something different, you know? Because you've got to not prepare necessarily the guys that are there. Like, we know Rob is a point guard. We know Yogi's a point guard. But you've got to have somebody there that maybe is not in that position. That because if all breaks down, we lose Yogi or we lose Rob. Lo and behold, what happens in the Purdue game? We lose Rob. So, again, this guy played so many different roles for us this year. Was never at his fullest potential yet, you know, for his age because of the injury situation, but did everything that was asked and more. And I think when he gets healthy and you see him this next year, you're going to see a guy, you're going to understand why we feel the way we do, why we say, okay, this guy can play the point for us, this guy can do that, this guy can do that, why his peers voted him the most improved player when he was a high school senior, why he won in high school, and why he's raised the way that he is. Juwan Morgan.
It was a crazy ride because at first, just like pretty much any high schooler coming to college, you see all the competition and everything. You don't think you're going to do that well. You get nervous. But just talking with Coach Crean just about every day and all the other coaching staff, just they were supportive. And there was like, you can't really be scared. You have to go out there and play the game you know you've got. And just after the first couple games, you could see the nervousness out there, didn't really do anything, was scared to get hit and everything like that. And then as we kept going on, Coach Trin was like, you just can't be scared anymore. Like, he pretty much told me I wasn't a freshman anymore, even though I hadn't played more than 5 NCAA games. And then after that, I really took it. I was like, well, I guess he's right. So after that, everything took off after that. And just the support from all the coaching staff, the training staff, the players, just like Thomas and Josh, just talking to me all the time. And it's funny, because I always call Thomas my little brother, just because he's obviously bigger than I am in every single way. whenever he would like not feel like he could do something on the court, I was always going over there to him. And when he sometimes got a little fit at the coach's staff, I go over there, I'm like, hey, you know you can't do that right now. He's like, yeah, I got you. And and just that kind of chemistry between all of us and the players and the coaching staff, where you could just go up and you know you could say something to them, and they wouldn't take it to heart because they know you want the best for them. And just as the season went on, the coach just started instilling that faith in me more and more. And as you saw, when he told me I was playing point guard once, I looked at Yogi. I was like, like, this is what you do every single day. And at first, I used to joke with Yogi. I was like, Yogi, you can't guard me. You can't beat me one-on-one. And then the first time I played point in practice, I was like, man, Yogi, I respect you a lot more. because usually I was just playing at the 4 or 5, just run down the court, get a board, give it to Yogi, and then just go and set the screen. And then coach was telling me, you got to be vocal, you got to run the team, you have to make sure everybody's in the right spot, and you have to do your own job on top of that. And just taking that responsibility, I think that really helped me grow as a player and just all around. And I just thank coach for that. And that's all I got.
Obviously, we have three sophomores, and one of them's not here, obviously, so that's the one we're going to pick on tonight. That would be OG. All right. Tell them something about OG that they don't know about that dude.
Y'all might think he's quiet, but he's not. We can never get him to stop talking.
All right. Tell them something about OG that he would not want them to know at this point in time in his career.
He thinks he can dance, but he can't at all.
Here's a question I always have when we get on the road. Would he wear socks in the middle of the winter if I didn't make him when we go on the road trips?
He used to get scared and ask everybody for socks because he wouldn't wear them. And he knew Coach Green was going to get on to him if he didn't have
them. We're talking about flying into Minnesota in the dead of the winter, and this dude has got no socks on, right? So he's OG. He's OG. All right, we'll have more in a minute. All right, this last guy. There's so many things to say about Thomas, okay? So many things. He's not even 19 yet. And when you talk about somebody that learned to love Indiana before he ever got to Indiana, that would be Thomas Bryant. Because obviously he didn't grow up in this area. But he stayed loyal to us, and obviously us to him. But he grew to love Indiana, and when he got to Indiana, I think you realized why. And the bottom line with him is, as much as we try to help him get better and as much as we work with him, he makes every one of us better. When we started to recruit him, you know, we were under the belief. We didn't start recruiting him until late because we thought he was going to end up in another school. And sometimes we make mistakes on assuming certain things. And when I started to really dive into him, it wasn't the skill level. It wasn't the height. It wasn't the length. It wasn't the dunks. It wasn't the rebounding. Those things spoke for themselves. What just absolutely would knock you out was that energy and that infectious energy. And that was just coming off film, all right? Just coming off film. And when you've got that kind of infectious energy and it's showing up on film, you can't help but see it 10 times more when you're in person. And where he really showed that he was going to be a little different, all right, in the way he was going to treat himself and the way he was going to view himself. And I think you can see when we start to talk about selfless, this is selfless right back here. This is a guy that really understands about the big picture, understands about where he's going, all right, understands about what he wants, trusts people to help him get there. But when he got there last summer, all right, he was like a guy that was the walk-on trying to make the team. We were only able to work out with 4 guys at a time, so he would do his workout, and much like I said, we're going to start on Monday. But he would start to come into the workouts when the other guys were going. And not only would he watch and encourage, but he'd go over to midcourt where the Gatorade cooler was with the water, and he'd fill up the water glasses for those guys. That's one time. It's one thing when a guy does it once. It's another thing when he does it twice. It's another thing when he's in the gym, he's filling up the water glasses. And he's a McDonald's All-American. All right? You can't help but root for a guy like that and know that some good things are coming for him. And he's gotten better and better. He's got a lot of room to grow. He's got a lot of things he's got to get better at. I think that's one of the biggest reasons that he is still at Indiana. But I have no doubt in my mind he's going to achieve every one of those things. And when we look back at this someday, when it's all said and done, I think you're going to really have appreciated not only what he did on the court, not only how he is as a person, but you're going to say that's what a teammate looks like. Thomas Bryant.
I didn't really know I was going to be coming up here. So, just going back with what Coach Crean, you know, what he said, you know, when I came to Indiana, all I wanted to do was just play under him, you know, play under Coach Crean and the coaching staff and play with Yogi Ferrell and Troy Williams. You know, I saw those guys on TV. I wanted to be right there with them. You know, and the recruiting process was different because, you know, I was working my butt off each and every day, you know, trying to impress coaches, you know. There only seemed to be one coach that was impressed with me, but I didn't want that, you know. And when Coach Crean started to recruit me, you know, and Coach Martin, I saw a different point of view from a recruiter's eyes, you know, and just finally seeing that my hard work is finally trying, like, paying off and everything, you know. One thing that stood out to me when Coach Crean and Coach Martin recruited me was that they would always, you know, they would give you the thing of saying, like, oh, you're good, you're great, you can do this and do that. But those guys would actually try and teach me for the time that they had with me, you know, just telling me key things I needed to get better at, you know, and I took that to heart. You know, I love that to the fullest when Coach Crean and Coach Martin did that, you know, just coming in to Indiana, you know, being a freshman. You know, you didn't know what to expect, you know. And I definitely didn't know what to expect because I was dying the first day of workouts. You know, you know, I'm huffing and puffing, but all my teammates are there to help me, you know, carry me to the sideline if I needed to throw up or something. But I got through it, you know. And during the summer, I just built so much chemistry with my teammates, you know, like Juwan over here in OG, you know, we spent 24 hours together, you know. When we say brothers, you know, I really consider those two really as one of my closest brothers of them all, and even including Josh when he came here, you know. And it was just something because Coach Crean just saw some light in me that I didn't even see in myself, you know. And that was probably the reason I'm coming back, you know, because all of the fans of you guys here, Hoosier Nation, and also just with Coach Crean too, believing in me and knowing that I had to get better and just keeping it totally real with me, you know. I love that in a coach, you know. When somebody believes in you like that, you know, you try to stay with them and keep as be a good friend towards them. But it's just great just being here, you know, coming out here and seeing all these Hoosier Nation people that just love Indiana basketball, you know. It makes you think that everything is going to work out, you know, because a lot of things didn't work out for me in my life, you know. And Coach Crean is another father figure, and Coach Martin is too. You know, I like to thank these guys in the bottom of my heart. You know, I love these guys to death. But the main thing is just trying to get better and keep improving for next year, you know, this upcoming year, because we're trying to make this year just as good or even better than last year, of course.
How many remember that second half against Kentucky? What your mindset was the last 10, 12 minutes of that game. Because you had a few struggles inside of that game, even inside of the start of the second half, right? But you came back out and something flipped. You know, take them through that. Take them through the mindset of somebody like you in a game like that as a freshman, going through that, and you were playing solid, all right, and then all of a sudden you were playing spectacular.
My mind was racing during that whole time because, you know, I come in there, you know, being hyped, you know, ready to beat Kentucky, you know, looking over the rivalries as past years and everything. And first thing you know, I start off with two fouls. I have to sit for the rest of the half. I come back out in the second half, you know, miss a few shots, grab another foul, you know, my head's hanging a little bit. But when Coach Crean called that timeout, you know, all the guys were around me. And I love the encouragement they had. And Coach Crean encouraged me so much, too, in that half, you know. And he said, we're going to run a play for you, and I want you to score the basketball. Don't look the pass, score the basketball. And then luckily, when I had that and-one layup, you know, it put that much courage into me. My teammates were there with me, and Coach Crean was right there with me, too. You know, one thing took another. You know, one basket turned into two, two turned into four. You know, I started getting the rhythm going, and it was lucky that we won that game against them.
Troy worked out for Phoenix the other day. He's worked out for Indiana. He's with the Knicks here in a couple days, and he's doing his thing. Everybody's moving around, and these guys are just coming back. Like, you just got back from town yesterday, right? Okay, or Monday? I just saw him ready for here because I was in California. But I know they're anxious to see the recruits, too. You played with Curtis Jones. Tell them about Curtis Jones, Jr.
Curtis Jones is a great point guard and a two guard, you know. He has height on him. You know, he's very versatile. You know, he can jump out of the gym and can shoot the ball, like, tremendously well. You know, he's a great picker that we have coming in next year.
Tell them about Deron Davis.
Deron's another big man, you know, kind of like me, plays with enthusiasm, you know, has a passion for the game, wants to win. You know, me and him, we're friends too. We're highly competitive towards each other, so I'm really happy that he committed here and he's coming here.
Tell me about Devontae Green.
Devontae is another.
We got great recruiters up.
Devontae is another guy that I played AAU with. You know, he's a sharp shooter. You know, very tremendous athlete as well too. But he can really shoot that basketball.
You played with Grant Gahlon. Tell me about him a little bit. You played with him.
Grant Gahlon, you know, he's quiet. He's quiet when he goes on the floor, you know, because I think he doesn't want to, like, make any of us mad by saying something or anything, but, like, he's a real great teammate, you know. All he wants to do is win, you know. I like that. I like seeing that in his eyes, you know. All he wants to do is win and get better. You know, I remember when he came to play with us one time in open gym, you know, he wasn't asking for the ball. He wasn't doing anything. He was just running up and down the court. I'm like, hey, come on, be aggressive, you know, call for the ball, you know. And, like, when he got the ball that first time, he launched it up, and I swear, what I tell you, it didn't even hit rim at all. And he made about three of those days, and I was just like, wow. Wow, I'm glad he's with us.
Talking about Freddie, good swing.
Freddie is another guy that, he's another guy that just wants to win, you know. His passion for the game of basketball is just like mine, if not even more. And that guy can jump out the gym. If you thought OG can jump, wait till you see this guy.
He's right about that. All right, we're going to open it up to Q&A. I'm going to pass this mic back here. All right, how are we doing on time? Do we need a stretch? We're supposed to be having fun. Let's go. Enjoy yourself. Right? We won't keep you all night. We want you to have your money's worth. There's so many great things happening in Indiana. I mean, there really are, and people are moving around right now, and it's, you know, the off seasons. But we have such a tremendous coaching staff around Indiana, who Fred has hired, who Fred has inherited, and Fred, Scott, Anthony, all that they do to put us in position to be successful and to help us is so great. It's like halftime; people are going to the bathroom. All right. Ask some questions, all right? We appreciate you all being here, and we appreciate the support that you continue to give all of the sports, what you give the varsity club, and this is our chance to come in here. This is rare. I mean, these guys don't really get to do this much, and this is a great opportunity to ask some questions. Go ahead, young man. You?
It's the young man part.
No, I'm talking about this young man. I'm sorry, I'll be back to you in a minute. Just a little bit older, young man. All right, let me up with a young man right here. Go ahead.
Is Josh Newkirk going to be a starting point guard?
I don't know. It's up to him. He can't answer that. Can you answer that? He can't answer. It's up. He's. You going to be a starting point guard? Come on, man. You're supposed to say, nobody, that ball belongs to me.
Yeah, it'll be me.
Okay. Go ahead.
As a retired Navy chaplain and a retired minister, I just want to say that I appreciate your emphasis on faith, on family, on scholarship, on character and citizenship.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, all we look at with this group is they've got their families, you know, and everybody comes from a different family, maybe traditional, may not be traditional, but the bottom line is our job is to enhance and expand that and never replace the family, but help them understand how to be an even better family member and how to get themselves prepared for the future. But we inherit a lot of people. We bring in a lot of people that have had some really good upbringings. And that's a real honor. But thank you very much. Who else? Come on. Yes, sir.
Tom
He asked, what's the favorite part of the Kentucky game?
Winning, and then the other part was I had a couple buckets, and I saw Calipari look to one of his head, like one of his assistant coaches, and said, wow, what are we going to do with him?
I just saw a hand back there. Yes. Young lady first. Did you hear that? How did it feel stepping on the court first time, first game? Yeah, you did.
You weren't supposed to be there, and then once you started playing, like you started to get the flow of things, and then it just felt good being out there.
I have a question. Why did you change the Odell Beckham Jr. look with the orange at the top of your hair? Where did that go? I was just getting used to that.
My mom didn't like it.
Jawan's parents are double trouble, okay? Okay? Military and ministers. Both of them. Both of them. So he's in a tough, and I say double trouble with all respect, all right? Not anything negative whatsoever. So he's in a tough household. There was another young man right there. Then I'll come back there. Go ahead. My favorite year of coaching? The next one. Huh? Anytime we won a championship, that was my favorite year. But the next one I'm looking forward to big time. Back there. Yes, sir. Do you buy that hat here? Is that an Indiana hat? Yeah, that's really nice. That's nice. Well, with that game, I mean, you never say never, right? There's nothing on the books right now. There's no discussions going on right now. But that's not to say that that couldn't happen. Is it going to happen the way both of us would want it? Maybe not. Would it maybe have to happen neutral at some point? It very well could. I mean, it's not a closed door. It's not necessarily where it's wide open. But it's not a closed door. And I think the relationships are both where if something were to work out, that we could live with, that they could live with, and that it would be good. I think the reasoning that was put in place at the very beginning is to have it on campus was great reasoning. All right, and that was a couple years ago. That doesn't necessarily mean that that's what we'll do if it comes around again. But we do want to keep making sure that we keep having great games inside of Assembly Hall. And it's harder than what you think because the Big Ten ACC is giving an every other year situation. The Gavitt Cup with the Big East is going to be 5 out of 7 years. All right, so we get very, very limited. We have the Crossroads Classic. We have those three events. We want to do something, you know, like the non-league event we're going to play up at Fort Wayne this year after we play 3 home games. We want to do something inside of a tournament. So to get those home and homes and still play those 20 home games becomes a little bit of a challenge. But the key is we want to play a great schedule. And we want to make sure that we're tested. We want to make sure that we're playing great opponents. But we also want to make sure we're playing enough home games. So there's a lot of things that we have to throw in there to see. But I don't think that door is closed whatsoever on getting something going with them down the road. Now, that's not to say, like I said, it can't come out and say, Crean said they're going to play sometime soon. I didn't say that. I mean, but I think the door is always going to remain open, at least on our end, to see if we could have something work out that would be beneficial to both of us. Anybody else? Come on, somebody give a challenging question. So, go ahead.
Coach, 31 years ago today, this beautiful lady said yes to me.
Wow, congratulations.
She said, by being here tonight on her anniversary, she had to have a picture taken with you guys.
Bring her up. Let's go. Bring both of them up. Come on. Bring the camera. Let's go. Does he get to be in it, or are we going to make him be the paparazzi? It's your call. It's your anniversary.
I've been 31 years until late.
Can we hear it from 31? Anybody else celebrating an anniversary?
Trying to kill him for 31 years. Unfortunately, I'm sure nobody caught that though. Oh, no, okay, she's letting you be in.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
There you go. We'll open it. Oh, 1 second. We'll open it up. We're going to sign autographs here in a second. Go ahead.
Teammates got on me for doing that too, so luckily I had to like stop saying like, oh, I'm tired, or like, oh, when I get like to that certain point, I can't do anymore. I just have to push myself to do even more, you know, and get over that hump, you know. And that was kind of like the mental toughness and physical toughness I had to get over.
I would say for me, coming off a knee injury, just taking care of my body, getting in the ice bath, eating the right foods, and just taking care of my body. That was the thing I had to say first.
Yes, sir.
From a player's perspective, what entered your mind when you went to Indiana, where the expectation was you would play several seasons, if not four, versus a school where you would go 1 year and leave?
You want to answer that, Thomas? Let me tell you how we recruit, okay? Because here's the thing, like Cody Zeller, when he came in. When you think of Cody Zeller, you don't necessarily think of a guy and say, okay, well, boy, he's going to be able to lead after 1 year. But he could have. And he could have gone to the lottery after 1 year. I mean, that's how good he was. Our whole job at Indiana with these guys is to help them chase their dreams. Everybody wants to do that, right? They want to help them get there. And the thing that we don't do, okay, is we don't put a timeline on it, and we ask them not to. We ask them, unpack your bags, okay, literally and figuratively, all right, buy into being a great teammate, buy into being a great student, do everything that needs to be done, and let's keep giving ourselves options every year. Because I think in this day and age, you know, if you went into every home and said, we're recruiting you for 4 years, okay, you'd probably get the door, you'd be shown the door before you got done with your presentation. And I'm talking about 80, 90% of the homes. The bottom line is, in this day and age, what you want to do is you want to make sure that you've got great clarity with them about what they need to get better at. All right? You have to have a great plan for them. And at the same time, all right, understand that they have great dreams and how are you going to help them. It's like in Troy's case. We had to be incredibly supportive of Troy making this decision, okay, and going through this process of deciding if he was going to stay in or stay out. Right, but at the end of the day, we got to still make sure that our team at Indiana is ready to go. We can't get to the 11th hour, 39th, 49th, 59th minute and say, okay, what are we going to do now? Right, so the bottom line becomes, we all want the same thing. And I want our guys to understand that when you come in, you're going to give everything you've got. to not only the basketball and to your teammates, but to the school and the academics. And that's why we've had 7 players graduate in 3 years. We've had the 5 get their master's in 4. We've had everybody that's used their eligibility at Indiana and at Marquette, you know, graduate that used that time. So to me, that's the most important thing, because I don't know if anybody walks in into an environment and saying, okay, the ones that come in and say, I'm only staying 1 year, we probably have a harder time convincing them that you need to unpack your bags. When you come in and say, I want to leave when I'm ready to go, now I've got to, we're real good with those guys. And I think that's where we try to be. So it's probably easier for me to answer that than it even is for them, because, again, like I said, 80-90% of the homes in this country, there's very few people that think they're going to play college basketball or college baseball or college football for the entire period of time. There's just different times as to when you can leave. Remember, they can leave out of high school to go play baseball or after the 3rd year. And in football, they can leave after the 3rd year. So you just have to really, really have that clarity and that plan for them. Anybody else? A couple more before we go ahead, sir. That's a heck of a question. If we were born at night, okay, like last night, that'd be a great question to ask him. Just tell him you're going to be enthusiastic all year long, and I'll tell them, enjoy him while he's here. Is that all right? How about that?
The enthusiasm will always be here. It never dies.
We've got about 30 minutes. All right, bam. They are coming fantastic, and I have not been through there lately. The coaches took some recruits through there recently, and I know Fred and Scott, Anthony Thompson, took the Simon Scott family through there, and you're not going to believe it. I mean, you're not going to believe it when it's all said and done. I had a chance to see the plans, the inner working plans for the way things are going to be laid out, for all the graphics, for all the different things last week, and when that becomes public, look out. I mean, it is going to be fantastic. So they're working every day. I mean, these gentlemen they work so hard on that building. And there's so many great things going on inside of the campus, right? I mean, it's not like it's the only thing going on. But the renovations are great, and the fact that we have Cook Hall helps us do our job right now so that these guys can get better constantly. But Assembly Hall was already, in my mind, and I hope everybody else's mind in here, the greatest arena in college basketball. Now there won't even be a close second when this thing is done. And the shelf life of this building is going to be fantastic. Now, we can take questions all night, but I'm going to close with this, and then we'll get some autographs and take pictures. It is a great time, okay, at Indiana. Not because of the programs, not just because of the coaches, not just because of the players, but because everybody that's involved in Indiana is on a mission to make it even better. And it starts with the president. It starts with the president and with his board, and it starts with the things that they're doing. It starts with the way that they're attracting students from all over the world, okay? They're attracting the best and the brightest out of Indiana. They're attracting the best and the brightest out of the country and out of the world. This new School of Global International Studies, when that goes up, it's going to be another game changer, all right? Not only in the state of Indiana, but throughout the world. The School of Media, unbelievable. All right, what I'm so privileged to be able to do with those guys is when not only people that are involved in athletics, that people that are involved in business or education or the School of Media or a dignitary from another part of the country come in, they get to meet these guys. That's part of the education for people in Indiana. That's what makes Indiana so great. It's not just that they get a degree. It's not just that they go to a great school. They are getting educated. They're getting educated. Even if they leave early, they're getting educated. They're surrounding Indiana. Attracts so many people. It attracts so many people from so many different walks of life. Okay? And everybody has got that at their disposal if they're willing to pay attention and look. And that's exactly what we're trying to do in Indiana. That's exactly what tonight is all about. Because Indiana basketball, Indiana athletics, Indiana University runs at the highest level because of people like you. All right? There's people from all across the world that are fans of Indiana business or Indiana education or Indiana law or pre-med or whatever it is. There's fans all over the world that are part of the Hoosier Nation when it comes to athletics. But when we all get together in the same room, when we all get together in the same place, and that passion that you've got to have to win a championship all right, or that passion that you've got to have to run your business, your school, your family, because you absolutely love what you're doing. You love being a part of it every day. You love being in the environment with the people that you're working with every day. There is nothing that tops that. There is nothing. And that's why coaching in Indiana, playing in Indiana, being a part of Indiana, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. All over the country, they're trying to figure out why it's so great. Look at this room right here, because people like you on a Wednesday night, the first day of June, come in here and you support this university. Thank you. We can't wait to see you at the football games, the volleyball games, the basketball games. You name it. You make Indiana go. Thank you very much. Thank you.